A record number of women are running for Congress or governor this year. And yesterday, the U.S. Senate made a historic change that reflects the times. Members voted unanimously to change their tradition-bound rules to allow senators to bring a baby under the age of one into the Senate chamber during a vote. The new rule comes after Illinois Democrat and Iraq War veteran Tammy Duckworth this month became the first U.S. senator in office to give birth, and Senate rules require members to vote in person inside the chamber. Senator Amy Klobuchar is a Democrat from Minnesota who helped bring about the rules change. Senator, what was your role in this?
I am the ranking on rules. I head up the Rules Committee along with Senator Roy Blunt, the Republican of Missouri. So it was our job to get every senator to agree to this because we couldn't take a whole week voting on it on the floor. And Tammy Duckworth and I felt really strongly that the legacy Tammy should leave, among many other things, is that it wasn't just an exception for her, that it would apply to all women in men in the future, because if we're going to have a more work-friendly, family-friendly place in the Senate, we don't want it just be for one mom. We want it to be for everyone, and we should be an example for the country.
And just to reiterate, you said there, this applies to moms and dads.
It applies to moms and dads. That was, by the way, an issue that I had to overcome. Someone suggested we just have it be for moms, and I said that doesn't really make any sense. The argument is we have these late-night votes at 11 and midnight and 3 in the morning, and oftentimes you don't get much notice. And there you are. She has another child that shouldn't be dragged in. It's just really not easy, even with a spouse, because everything's so last minute in the middle of the night.
So if you had to do a lot of arm twisting, or at least a lot of canvassing before this, what were the questions that were asked of you, and what kind of convincing did you have to do?
Well, it was pretty funny because you've heard some of them in the last few days. Some of the senators have publicly said their concerns. One of the senators said, well, what if there's 10 babies on the floor?
That was Orrin Hatch who said that.
And I said, well, that'd be great. That'd be delightful, actually, if we had that many senators, men and women, that had young babies. That might be good for the whole place. Not to mention, with all the gridlock, a lot of babies on the floor could be helpful.
How about in terms of the reality of babies needing attention and needing it right away? You know, it's distracting, and you got a lot of serious business to attend to on the floor.
Well, but that doesn't mean that she couldn't go somewhere else if the baby started to cry. Remember, this is just during the votes, and so she'd be holding the baby. She can walk out in the hallway or walk in the cloakroom or do something, or in her case, in a wheelchair. She can go to another room if the baby's crying. There's plenty of places to go. She just has to be able to be there when she votes.
I see. So during actual debate?
She can be there during the vote time, which may include the debate, depending on how many votes we have in a row.
Okay. What other kind of pushback did you get?
Okay. So one of the more amusing ones, I said, well, why doesn't she just vote from the cloakroom, hide the baby, hold the baby, and vote around the corner? Because sometimes people do that, you know, if they're sick or something. So Tammy Duckworth lost both her legs for our country, and she's in a wheelchair. And the cloakrooms are not wheelchair accessible. You have to go upstairs unless you go through the Senate floor. So I said to them, well, the only way she can get to the cloakroom is through the Senate floor. So then they would say, well, why doesn't she have a staff member hold a baby? Then I would say, well, do we want to change the rules to say that staff members are supposed to be babysitting babies during the day? I really don't think we want to go there. So that broke down those arguments. But there's still discussion about why doesn't she vote from the cloakroom. Another question I got was about changing diapers and breastfeeding. Can you imagine me talking about this with a number of older senators? I did. But the issue is that she's not interested in doing that, so we didn't really even get to that on the Senate floor. Okay, then the very last one was questions about if the baby was going to have to comply with the dress code of the Senate. Now, some of that was in jest, but for instance, you have to wear pants or a skirt, and you can't wear a little cap or a hat, and you can't wear sneakers, and you can't wear flip-flops, but we have made an exemption for the baby. So the baby doesn't have to comply with the dress code.
Okay. As you said, some of that was made in jest, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is a watershed moment for the U.S. Senate. There are people who are running for office right now, some women who are running for office. We've noticed some political ads that show the candidates breastfeeding on camera while they're talking about their candidacies. There are other countries' parliaments, for instance. New Zealand's parliament has for decades allowed breastfeeding on the floor. An Australian member of parliament became the first MP to breastfeed on the Senate floor. We're not just talking about breastfeeding, but you said that's what some of the members have brought up. Do you think that's next? Will that be an issue?
I wouldn't rule that out at all. It would just depends on what the next mom would want to do. But right now, that's not what Tammy wants to do. So it's not an issue, which is I assured them. But I think it's very plausible we could allow that at some point. Remember, the Senate rules are not easy to change. We have not allowed for more access to the floor since 1977. That was the last time it happened when service dogs were allowed. So one of the arguments I was able to make was that we allowed dogs on the floor. So maybe we could allow a baby. And there's only been 52 women in the Senate, and there have been, by the way, over 1,900 men. So times are finally changing, and we got to get with it.
If it's happening in the Senate, there are lots of other places.
So the argument we want to make is this isn't just about these 100 people and our archaic rules and a weird work schedule where you work often at 2 in the morning. But what this is about is changing workplaces across America in terms of work-family leave and child care. And if we can't make this minor rule change in the Senate, how are we going to change the law to match a lot of other industrialized nations where we actually have good child care policies and work-family leave? We're not there yet in America, and we have a strong economy right now, and a lot of our businesses need workers. And if we're going to get there, we have to start offering our workers the ability to work while they have kids.
Senator, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, speaking to us about the new rule that allows Senate members to bring infants to the chamber during floor votes.